Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Thank you for that introduction, Isaiah. And, hey, good evening, everybody out there. Hey, we're glad to have you listening tonight here to Home-Based Business 101. Tonight, you know, is our Thursday night, the Movements Unlimited Free Agent e-commerce show. And, hey, before getting started, I want to thank the 20,634 listeners who have tuned in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. Again, without your support, hey, we'd just be out here just chatting in the air, talking in the wind. But, hey, you know, there's people that obviously believe in what we're doing or at least curious enough to find out what we're doing and what we're saying, and I thank you for tuning in. But, you know, tonight is our Thursday night show in which we talk about our free agent program and all of that. But what I want to do, I want to start off with a quote that I put out there today to people, because, you know, some people, they tell me, well, you know, what you're doing is nice, it's good and all of that, but everybody's not entrepreneurial minded. You know, people need jobs. We need, you know, and I need to preface some things before I even get into about what I'm about to say, because, you know, I'm not even, it's one of my people that I call a mentor, even though I never got to personally meet him, is Malcolm X. You know, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm none of that. There ain't no difference between the two of them as far as I'm concerned, but that's a whole other show. But I want everybody to take what I'm about to say and twist it and turn it in another way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, people say, well, you know, people need jobs. Well, in order for people to get jobs, some people have to create industries that can create work for other people. And, you know, this company that we're in, that's what we're doing with this free agent piece, is how to reach the masses of folk, because we're not charging people to do what we do. But, you know, a person told me, said, well, everybody's not entrepreneur-minded, Baba Jahi. You know, you're just entrepreneur-minded. So, you know, that's easy for you. Other people, they, you know, the reason they doing the things that they're doing, in which some of it, you know, they didn't see that some of the things they're doing is entrepreneur-minded. And, again, you know, I not that we promote negative behavior with other person. See, the reason that they're out there selling drugs and other stuff, because there's no jobs. Well, selling drugs is a job. Might not like it, you know, we might not, you know, praise that. No, and I don't praise it, but I mean, the person that's doing it, why are they doing it? They got an entrepreneur mind. Something is driven them to the point that says, hey, well, this ain't working, that ain't working, I think I can make some money doing this. And so they do it. Another entrepreneur aspect in terms of the negative side of life, in terms of crime, persons. Well, you know, there's no job. That's why people are breaking in homes. You know, where we live at, you know, part of the country we're in, Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, you know, there's a big thing with break-ins. I said, well, when they break into homes, what are they doing? They're breaking in and they're stealing stuff and they're going selling it. I said, again, that's entrepreneurial skill development. I said, negative. But, I mean, they're breaking in the home because they figure there's something that they can get of value and they're going to sell it. We don't like that particular entrepreneur development skill, but that's what it's about. Then, you know, they got the people say, well, what's wrong with these low-life women selling, you know, selling their bodies? Entrepreneurial skill development. No, and again, I'm not in favor of, you know, people stooping that low in life or being beat down that low in life. But my point is this, is that people will find a way. It's sort of like in the movie, if you ever saw the movie called Jurassic Park, and said life will find a way. People will find a way. So let's give them a positive way. Don't make excuses for people. You know, don't make excuses for people not doing something that's in their best interest, because if we don't give people alternatives, they choose the alternative that, you know, a lot of times is least desirable by, you know, some of us, but for some people, I mean, a hungry child is a hungry child at home, and if you got some hungry children at home, you don't know what person might do to put some food on the table to feed those hungry children. So, you know, other side of don't pass judgment. But the most important thing is teaching people another way, which leads me again to the quote that I wanted to share with you that I put out there. And this is for everybody. You know, this quote does not just pertain to African Americans. Even though the person that made the quote was an African American, and sometimes people hear the quote and they think in today's context, you know, only African Americans. In the context that she gave it, yeah, it was something that particularly was going on, that peculiar institution in America called slavery. Harriet Tubman said the following. She said, "I could have freed more people if they had known they were slaves." Repeat that, because I want you to catch it. And then we're going to put it in the modern-day term, and then I'm going to get into the content of our show for tonight. "I could have freed more people." This is Harriet Tubman now. "I could have freed more people if they had known they were slaves." See, and let's take that and first look at the historical significance. She was saying that there was people on the plantation that didn't understand that they were slaves. They had become accustomed to a way of life, or some people, you know, have written books called a peculiar institution. Yeah, very, very daggone peculiar, especially from my perspective, being an African American. But, I mean, you know, a peculiar institution. People had became accustomed to a way of life that they didn't even understand. And she said, "I could have freed more people if they had known they were slaves." And I'm going to bring it up in the modern terms in a few minutes here, and tie it into, you know, what I want to get across tonight. There's also a movie that helps put this into context. You know, there's the whole series called Roots, but one of the movies that deals with this particular theme. Watch the movie Roots, the Gift. Roots, the Gift. There's a scene in that movie in which Kunta is telling Fiddler, after he finds out about what's about to take place in terms of this massive exodus that's going to happen on Christmas Eve, on Christmas, where these people are going to run away. And Kunta say, "I'm going with him, Fiddler, and I want you to go with me." And Fiddler looks at, "Why are you doing this to me?" He said, "I'm not doing this to you." See, we take ownership of slavery. Fiddler looks at him and says, "Why are you doing this to me?" And he's looking at me, "No, I'm not doing this to you." He said, Fiddler looks at him, he says, "You freedom this, you freedom that." He says, "I don't understand your freedom. If freedom that important, you're going to risk your life?" Again, listen now. We're going to bring all of this together, tie it up together, and get us, as they would say, you know, in church, and get us over to the other side. Just bear with me. And Kunta say, "Freedom give me a reason to be alive. It give me hope, Fiddler. It give me something to get up for them, because," he says, "I'm dead here. I'm dead. But freedom give me something to look forward to." "You're going to risk your life?" And then Fiddler looks at him, and I'm not going to use the exact words that he used in the movie. You have to watch the movie. He uses the N-word. I'm not going to use it here on this show. Fiddler says, "I don't know how to be a free," and he uses the N-word. He says, "The master give me this, the master give me that. I don't know how to be what you asking me to be. You better leave me alone." He gets mad. He gets angry. He gets upset because he's confronted with making change. Now let's bring all of this fast forward and bring this home to where we at today, where we at tonight, and as we go into this blessing that we got called a free agent e-commerce show. Fiddler only understood slavery and only understood living the way he lived. He even tells Kunta, they kill people for thinking like you think. I don't want to be killed. See? And as we share, and whether it's this business that I'm involved in or for those of you others, network marketers that support our show and tune in, as you're trying to show people how to get financial freedom, and people tell you, leave me alone. You're giving me a headache. You're making me mad. Because they only understand where they at. And they'll look at you and say, I don't know how to be a free person. You better get away from me. See, they're upset because freedom is beyond their comprehension level. Because they have gotten so conditioned to live in the life that they live. And so you come along happy. And even if you haven't obtained your level of financial independence yet, because you have hope, dream, desire, and you're working on it, and you believe and you feel deep inside that you can get it, they're looking at you like you're crazy. And anybody out there that's listening, you know, that's doing similar type opportunity that we're doing, where you want to show people how to get out of the rat race, as Robert Kiyosaki talks about. And I got some important news I'm going to share about that in a few minutes here, but I want to stay on point because I can get to bouncing all around everywhere. But the thing is this: when we come to people and we showing people another way, they're going to get angry, folks. Remember what Harry Tubman said, I could have freed more people if they had known they were slaves. Some people here today, they know they slaves. Some people don't know they slaves. Some people just think, I just got a bad deal, But it's going to work out. And the definition of insanity is this: to keep on doing what you're doing and expect different results. How do you expect change if you don't make a change? See, the majority of people, that's the sad thing, the majority of people are not willing to make any change, but yet they want something different in their life. They're going to keep getting the same crap they've been getting until they make a change. That's just universal. And until they make a change, there's nothing you can do for them except give them the opportunity, pray for them. But you don't want to catch what they got, because if you do, you're going to be where they at. And they will pull you into the cesspool of modern-day slavery, because they don't want change. They'd rather live in a living hell than to move towards freedom. And it brings me to my last story before going into our opportunity presentation for tonight and some of the things that have been going on across the country. Les Brown tells this story where this man was a captive at a prison camp. And he was sentenced to be shot at a firing squad. They were going to line him up, shoot him, the firing squad, but the day before, the warden of the PO camp calls him into the office, and he says to him, he says, you can be prepared for tomorrow, and, we'll wake you up such and such time, and put you in front of the firing squad so you can, get your death sentence. He says, or you can go out that door and you can leave now. So the man says, what's outside that door? And the warden tells him, he says, unknown horrors. The unknown. The man says, well, That's all right. I'll just wait tomorrow and get shot at the firing squad. So the man, he leaves. The secretary looks at the warden and says, well, what is out that door? He said, freedom. He said, but most people won't choose it. See, because it's unknown. And that's what we have to understand as we try to communicate to some of these people, is how can we explain the unknown, which is freedom? How can we get that message across? Yeah, it's unknown, but it's freedom. The freedom to do what you want, the freedom to be who you are, the freedom to enjoy life however you choose to enjoy it. And the sad thing is that most people won't take that chance. They become settled. It's like the thing they talk about, you take, put fleas in a jar and you put a top on it. And the fleas keep jumping up and they keep hitting the top and they keep hitting the top. And so, you know, as they keep hitting the top, they won't fly but so much higher. So then you, at a certain point, you can take the top off the jar and none of the fleas will fly out. Are you reaching out for what you need to reach out for in your life to make changes, to better yourself, to go and get the financial freedom that's out there waiting for you? Because, see, the majority of people don't choose to get it. That's why it's so available. Now, that brings me to 2 points. As I get ready to wrap up, and that is, our company has been on, our founders have been on a nationwide tour, and, you know, they're in Kansas City tonight, they'll be in Houston tomorrow, and they have 1 week left. They've been doing a four-week tour, going around the country, packed audiences to kick off the free revolution. You heard me right, the free revolution. Well, we're giving away, see, we're giving away free home-based businesses, but it's a limited time now. Ain't going to be forever for free, but we're giving away free home-based businesses because the founder of this company says he wants to do something to help the everyday person. He wants to do something to help bring people out of slavery, the new slavery that exists, and give them some hope, some opportunity. A free home-based business where you get 30% of the vendor commission off of things that you was going to buy and do anyway. Right now, you don't get nothing back. I'm just going to be blunt. You go on and you're shopping and you're buying this and you're buying that. And I know some of you say, well, I got this other site, and I'm not going to call out site names because I don't want to get into bashing any companies or, you know, somebody saying, you know, you're liable or whatever. I don't know whether I am or not. So the best way to avoid it, I'm not going to call out any of the other sites that give cash back. But I do know this. We're the only company that give you 30% of the vendor commission plus cash back. The other ones just give you cash back. You don't pay nothing to get a site with us. Some of the other ones, there's a fee or there's a minimum amount of shopping you have to do. Obviously, you ain't got to do none of that with us. And we're going to give you 30% of the vendor commission plus cash back. Why is the founder doing that? Because he has a mission that he's been on since he was 16 when his mother told him, Lloyd, God's got something special for you. Go out and find it. See, he wants to be able to leave this earth knowing that he left a legacy. He wants to create 10,000 millionaires over the next 10 years. You know, I'm being mentored. Me and my wife, we're being mentored to do that. And, you know, God willing, and we stay healthy and able to do what we got to do and still here 10 years from now. I know that's going to happen. It'll probably happen before 10 years. And he has that same opportunity for all of you out there that's listening tonight. And it starts with becoming a free agent. And you can go on our page. We got a gift for you tonight. And you go to www.zamzuuu.com. Let me repeat that. Back up, Jahi. You go to www.zamzuuu, freeagent.com/movementsunlimited, and you can sign up for free and get your free business tonight. No got you, no strings attached. I ain't going to ask you for no credit card number. I ain't even going to ask you for your Social Security number. And you can use it, or you can just hold on to it too. It's going to become a household name, but by the time it does that, you want to make sure you got it in for free. See, right now, you get it for free. It's free for life, for the rest of your life. Come on now. This is what this man is doing. I mean, how many companies out there giving people a free business for the rest of their lives? Powerful, powerful, powerful. You can go on and you can get that free site. Go to that. Go to our, you know, right there on our landing page for Home-Based Business 101. It has the information on there and how you can sign up for free and do that and get your very own e-commerce business with a travel site. And you don't have to use Expedia and Travelocity and all of that. You can have your own, book your own travel off your site and get paid. Right now, you go book a hotel room, are you getting paid 30% of the vendor commission off that hotel room? I don't think so, unless you're in Zamzoo. You're getting a confirmation and a receipt. Be honest now. Don't lie to yourself. See, that's the other thing, is that too often people want to lie to themselves, or they say, it just sounds too good to be true. I'm just telling you, it is true. This company is shaking up America. It's making some tremendous changes and strides. Now, there's one other thing I want to share with you as I get ready to wrap up, because I'm going to bring up our theme song here in a minute. Also, some of you are familiar, some of you are not. Go to www.richdad.com. Robert Kiyosaki, as we promote that site. He has one where you can create a free account. You ain't got to pay nothing. They got a free account, a paid account over there. But the thing I want you to go on there for, I want you to get that free account, because he has a game on there called the Cash Flow Game. It's a game. It's better than Monopoly, people. See, Monopoly, in the Monopoly game, you're playing to get all the money from all of the other people. Well, see, in the Cash Flow Game, you're playing to get yourself out of the rat race. You know, Bob Marley used to have a song. You got a human race, you got a dog race, but this here, man, is a rat race. Rat race, rat race. Yeah, we in a rat race. Like rats running around on a cylinder. Are you going to make a change? One of the leaders of this company says the following. When the pain of change outweighs the pain of remaining the same, will one change? You hear me now? When the pain of change outweighs the pain of remaining the same, will one change? Are you willing to make a change? We can help you with that without no startup money. See, most businesses, they're startup money. We can help you with that without any startup costs. So don't be trying, is it really free, or is it, that's just an advertisement gimmick? No, it's not an advertisement gimmick. This is a publicly traded company. They do that, you know, the SEC and all them people be coming after this company. Free is free. Yeah, right now you get what people paid $500 for, you get it for free. Because why? The heart of the founder to bless you. And now you go on that site, you can go to Walmart, you can go to Kmart. Right now, Kmart and Sears, they're letting people online. And this is a unique thing for me, because I didn't even know you could do this until, you know, I saw it on our site. They're letting people online shop and put stuff on layaway. How more convenient can it be? See, so somebody said, well, yeah, that's online shopping, you know, but I ain't got money to pay for the whole. They letting people shop online and put stuff on layaway. But if you don't know, you don't know. And you'll never know if you don't investigate to find out about what you don't know. And you got to come out of your comfort zone. And when I say this, I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not belittling anybody out there. You got to come out of your comfort zone of the day's new slavery. And until you do that, you will remain a 21st century slave. And that ain't pretty good in today's terms. Which means, you know, you're just going to be, as Bob Marley say, in the rat race. Now, again, I'm going to give you that side out because I really want people, and we're going to be talking about this on some of the future shows, I really want people to go to www.richdad.com, get that free account so you can go on, and if nothing else from listening to this show, go on there and sign up and play the cash flow game so you can learn what it is that you need to do to get out of the rat race. See, it's a good game because it gives you practical skills, practical application, and it shows you from playing the game how to get out of the rat race. So it's better than Monopoly. See, Monopoly is like unrealistic kind of game to a certain extent. It was designed back then, you know, the days where, you know, hey, you compete against everybody to get all of their money. Well, this game, you're competing with yourself to get out of the rat race and find a way to get passive residual income. And that's what you can do in this company. You can obtain passive residual income. And when your residual income is more than your monthly expenses, you are then financially free. You hear what I said? When your residual income, that means you don't even have to get out of bed to go to work no more. Passive residual income. There's a lot of different ways to get it. I'm not going to go into all of them because I don't have enough time. I'm winding down. But one of the ways to get it is you can get involved in this business. That's one method. And there's some other methods. But you can get involved in what we're doing. You don't even need no startup capital. All you need is something called desire. Do you desire to be different? Do you desire and dare to be different? You know, there's a little joke that goes sort of something like this. You know, you ever seen them Eskimo sleds with the dogs on them? Well, they said, unless you're the lead dog, the view is always the same. Figure that one out, okay? I'm not going to give you the answer to that riddle. But it says, unless you're the lead dog, you're talking about on these Eskimo sleds, you know, they have all of them dogs. So unless you're the lead dog, the view is always the same. So it's the same right now in life. Unless you lead to do something different for your life, the view is always going to be the same. It's going to be the same old, same old, same old, same old crap you've been seeing each and every day that you adjust yourself to and then sing that song that they so classically came up with. I think that was back in the 70s or whatever, or it might have been the early 80s, you know, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. You know, hey, what if every day in your life could be Friday? Now, that's something for you to think about. And with that, I'm going to say, hey, till next time, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Base Business 101. We love you. We're glad you tune in and you're listening. And I want to again thank the 20,634 listeners who have been listening to shows here on Home Base Business 101. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for the Jasari's Love Show. And then, hey, catch me again Sunday morning on the Gospel from Working From Home at 9 a.m. Until next time, it's been a pleasure. God bless you. I love you. And I hope you got something out of the message that I shared with you this evening. Peace. Up.
We hope you enjoyed this success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.